Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
Biden warns Israel. Trump cash haul. Another close call. And the largest heist ever. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden spoke with Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, their first conversation since seven World Central Kitchen aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Israel said that it was accidental. Biden said he was outraged. The White House said of their phone conversation that Biden made it clear the need for Israel to announce and implement a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. He made clear that, here's the key, U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps. And Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State in Brussels, said that if Israel doesn't change, then the U.S. policy to Israel will. He said, with regard to our policy in Gaza, I'll say this. If we don't see changes that we need to see, there will be changes in our own policy. Last Friday, Joe Biden with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton raised $26 million in Radio City Music Hall. Not bad for a night. But I talked to Laura Trump yesterday, the new co-chair of the RNC. She said the Trump campaign raised $40 million in a single fundraising event. In the month of March, they raised $65 million total, the largest fundraising month for the RNC in its history. There are way more close calls at our airports than we ever realize. And now we had another one. A Southwest airplane veered off course and had a close call with the air traffic control tower at LaGuardia Airport. It was March 23rd, 1 p.m. There was bad weather. And the plane was landing. And the air traffic controller said, go around, go around. You're not on the approach. The airplane wasn't lined up with the runway. It flew over the parking garage next to the air traffic control tower. It got as low as 300 feet, and the tower is 233 feet. There are 147 passengers on board. San Fernando Valley, just LA. There was a burglary of a money storage facility, which is different than a bank. This is where cash from businesses across the region are handled and stored before it gets to the bank. Well, burglars gained access to the building, entered the vault without setting off the alarms. The previous largest cash heist was in 1997, $19 million. They were caught. This heist, $30 million. And no leads yet. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. There's no question that New York State is in trouble with hundreds of thousands of residents leaving. Generally, poorer folks replace them, so tax revenue drops. Just this week, there is a report spotlighting all the empty office space in Manhattan. Corporate tax receipts will soon recede as well. The state is sinking deeper into debt. Services will eventually suffer. The leftists running the city and state could not care less. They generally despise capitalism and the citizens who benefit from it. They want to collapse the criminal justice system and the financial system. And they are partially succeeding. California, Illinois, Oregon, Washington State are in the same position, destroying traditional infrastructure to create a socialist utopia where equity rules. The collateral damage, of course, is public safety. Some poor neighborhoods in New York City are now literally run by drug gangs who terrorize the defenseless with little fear of detention. No bail is, of course, a get-out-of-jail-free card. Governors Gavin Newsom and Kathy Hochul are playing Monopoly with people's lives. Miscreants, including hard drug dealers, have little to fear in the empire and other states. I hope the citizenry will finally wise up at the ballot box, but it is getting late. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Peter McKay, Perkinston, Mississippi. Bill, I'm glad you were in attendance at the funeral for the murdered NYPD detective. I believe thousands of your listeners and viewers would have been there if possible. I feel you represent us all and your presence at this most somber occasion, and I wanted you to thank you that. I believe that everybody watching me, and I was on Hannity radio program talking about the collapse of the criminal justice system in America today, and he said, all of my listeners agree that this is totally out of control. I think the same way. I don't get any dissent on this. I get dissent on most other things, you know, in the mail, but not this. Dayton Robinson, Pueblo, Colorado. Democrats like the COVID pandemic because it provides a feeling of power and control. Not control, but power, you hit it. So the progressive left, the far left, not regular moderate Democrats, they want Washington to control everything. And a pandemic, the government orders you to do stuff. We all know that. So Democrats like that. That's what they want, an imposition of lifestyle from the federal government. That's what progressivism is all about. Georgina Marty, Ocala, Florida. Bill, thank you for giving us the update on Holly. So glad she's coming around. The fact that she follows you all over the place is an act showing how grateful she is. I don't know if dogs and cats and goldfish can be grateful, but I don't know. You know, it's very interesting psychology to watch the pets. She knows something bad happened to her. She knows that she's safe now. That's what she knows as a dog. So she's following me around, which is fine with me. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Not since Woodrow Wilson has a president been isolated like Joe Biden. Woodrow's wife, Edith, actually ran the White House after her husband's stroke. Now Jill Biden controls most access to Joe. But what about Biden's old friends? Does the president have any? Here's a quick look. Joe Biden enrolled at the University of Delaware in 1962, where he played freshman football. No teammates have ever appeared alongside the president or even visited the Oval Office, as far as we can tell. Biden then studied law at Syracuse University. No friends there that we can find. Then Joe Biden was elected to the U.S. Senate in 1972. During his 36 years on the Hill, the Democrat made a few allies, including John McCain, Ted Kennedy, Joe Lieberman, segregationist Strom Thurmond, and President Jimmy Carter. Only Carter remains among the living. Joe Biden first ran for the White House in 1988, but quit after he was caught plagiarizing a speech. No friends we can find from that first campaign. Then Biden served as vice president, as you know, between 2009 and 17. But even Barack Obama was dubious about Joe, and he supported Hillary Clinton for president in 2016, not Joe Biden. According to the Washington Post, Biden and Obama share a, quote, complicated relationship. You could not call them friends. The two are reportedly split on the border. Even the former president knows that unlimited migration will damage the Democrats. And here's something else you might not know. Joe Biden's inner circle just got smaller. The president recently lost access to another friend, his dog Commander. The German Shepherd was booted from the White House after attacking members of the Secret Service. At least 11 people were mauled by Commander, several sent to the hospital. So Joe's personal world is now down to two players, his wife Jill and troubled son Hunter. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.